This coming week sees many happy returns to the concert hall, including chamber music with the Lake Geneva Symphony later today, and a concert from the Racine Orchestra twice on Tuesday morning. Pianist Rafe Basalian, a former faculty member at UW-Stevens Point, is back in Wisconsin to perform Beethoven's Fourth Concerto with the Fox Valley Symphony on Saturday. And Milwaukee's Present Music will give its second annual Equinox concert next Sunday evening at the Turner Hall Ballroom. You'll find these and other exciting performances on our interactive calendar, wpr.org/events. For St. Patrick's Day, we turn to the Wisconsin Lutheran Concert Band for a suite of Celtic folk songs arranged by Japanese composer Tomohiro Tatebe, beginning with an Irish march, then singing out the old air Yellow Village Gate, and ending with a lively reel.
Thank you.
Troyden conducting the Wisconsin Lutheran Concert Band in Tomohiro Tatebe's suite on Celtic folk songs at the Wisconsin National Band Association Convention at the Hotel Mead in Wisconsin Rapids on January 20, 2007, recording by Rich Bakken and David Neubauer. In just a moment, we'll hear the Madison debut of violinist Alexander Sitkovetsky ahead of his return engagement with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. I'm Laurie Skelton, and you're listening to Wisconsin Classical. Beethoven had written a few short works for violin and orchestra, the triple concerto for violin, cello, and piano with orchestra, and four piano concertos before tackling his only concerto for solo violin, which makes the fact that he composed it over just a few weeks in late 1806 all the more surprising. The concerto was created to be part of a benefit concert for virtuoso Franz Clement, who had been a helpful advisor to Beethoven on his opera Fidelio. The concert was held on December 23rd, and the solo part was copied out so late that Clement performed without having had much rehearsal time. Some said he actually had to sight-read his part at the premiere. Whether or not that was true, the concerto was not immediately successful with the public. One newspaper critic noted that, while there are beautiful things in the concerto, the sequence of events often seems incoherent, and the endless repetition of some commonplace passages could easily prove fatiguing. In 1844, however, a 12-year-old Joseph Joachim used this concerto for his debut with the London Philharmonic under the baton of Felix Mendelssohn. And in praising the prodigy's performance, the critics also praised the concerto, saying that there simply hadn't been a performer before Joachim who understood the music and its creator, hailing, quote, an eloquent vindication of the master spirit who imagined it. It's been an audience favorite ever since. In 2012, violinist Alexander Sitkovetsky introduced himself to Madison audiences with this concerto, joining the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra and conductor Andrew Sewell.
Thank you.
violinist Alexander Sitkovetsky and the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. Andrew Sewell conducting Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D major from Madison's Capitol Theater on February 24, 2012. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. Alexander Sitkovetsky will join the orchestra again this Friday evening, this time in the Samuel Barber Concerto from 1939. The orchestra will save Beethoven for after intermission with the Symphony No. 4. You'll find all the details at wcoconcerts.org. So, performers are returning, along with the Robins, and longer hours of light in the evenings. Perhaps it's time you return to the concert hall and see what Wisconsin classical musicians have to offer this spring season. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Public Radio.